This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in a familiar spot of calmly explaining U.S. President Donald Trump to a nation on edge. With the president hospitalized with coronavirus, Mr. Trump's loyal number two will be the public face of an administration ad campaign just weeks ago before the election. During Wednesday's vice presidential debate, Pence will be asked to explain the president's health, as well as the flurry of confusing White House accounts of his well-being. Meanwhile, President Trump's doctors say he could be discharged from the hospital as early as this Monday. Nine ballots discarded in Pennsylvania. A mail carrier who altered a handful of affidavit ballot applications. People being sent double ballots. In the run-up to the election day, U.S. President Donald Trump is seizing on small, potentially routine voting issues to suggest the election is rigged. Although there is no concrete evidence there is any widespread voter fraud, as the president has suggested, nevertheless, his comments have been amplified by his campaign supporters and allies, including Attorney General William Barr, adding heft to the claims. With a shift to the conservatives pending, the U.S. Supreme Court is opening a new term. Eight justices are getting back to work Monday, less than a month before the presidential election, after their colleague, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, died last month. The Senate could confirm President Donald Trump's nominee for Ginsburg's seat, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, before Election Day. They're also working in the midst of a pandemic that has forced the court to meet by telephone. Recapping top story, Vice President Mike Pence now the face of the campaign and the administration while President Trump recovers from the coronavirus. This is VOA News. State and county officials in the state of New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who had President Trump's Bedminster Golf Club for a campaign fundraiser Thursday. They're asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. Anyone who was in close contact with the president or his staff is being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Local officials are contacting employees as well who are working the event. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic Sunday despite weeks of rising infections, but he warned that the country faced a bumpy winter ahead. Britain has Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents are calling for tougher social restrictions to suppress a second wave of COVID-19 that is already sweeping into the country. But many in Johnson's right-of-center party argue that the restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. Johnson told the BBC the government had to strike a difficult balance, and he couldn't take a course that could expose us to tens of thousands more deaths in a very short order. Australia's coronavirus hotspot of Victoria will look into ways to increase testing for the disease to bring its spread under more control and an anticipated easing of the state's stringent lockdown restrictions. That is according to Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews. New daily coronavirus infections in Victoria, Australia's second most populous state, fell to 9 cases Monday, down from 12 in the previous days. No deaths were reported. Victoria accounts for 90% of the country's 894 COVID-19 deaths since the start of the year. The state has conducted about 2.7 million tests. Australia still has one of the world's highest ratios of tests per capita, and despite the outbreak in Victoria, one of the lowest numbers of coronavirus cases. Deadly wildfires in California have burned more than 4 million acres this year. That is a new record for the number of acres burned in a single year. The previous record was 2 years ago when wildfires destroyed 1.67 million acres. California fire officials said the state hit the fearsome milestone on Sunday, with about 2 months still left in the fire season. Lightning strikes in mid-August caused some of the most devastating blazes, and most of the damage has occurred since then. The wildfires have incinerated hundreds of homes and killed at least 31 people. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.